and welcome, BBS, to the Wednesday night call for our question and answer. And we're about to start in about 2 minutes from now. Oh, hi, Terry. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hello, Terry.
Hello. Hi, John.
Hi, Terry.
Terry in Sedona, and it's a windy day up here.
Is it?
Yeah.
We got some wind here in Vegas, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at the trees swaying back and forth right now.
Do you ever get monsoon weather with thunderstorms in the afternoon over there?
No. Clear here, clear skies.
Mm-hmm. It's clear here, too, but sometimes the monsoons come about this time of year in the afternoon.
Actually, we did have them a week ago on the, it was like June 30th, I think it was, or maybe it was the 29th, and we definitely got hit with hail. It seemed like an F1 hurricane, a tornado, because we had tremendous winds. The hail was the size anywhere from a dime to a quarter.
Wow.
And it was all, and all those local streets were flooded completely everywhere you look.
Huh.
So that did actually happen, Terry. You are correct about that.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and city?
Hi, Polly. Joni.
Joni.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and city?
It's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and city?
Hi, this is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Hi. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Got rain down there?
Yeah, we've had quite a bit here in the last week or so.
Yeah, same here today.
So, Terry, is wind around somewhere? Do you know? Hi, welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and city? Or remain in the background? That's fine, too. We're just waiting. We're waiting for our host to appear.
Aren't these weeks flying by, Colleen?
Oh, they are. They are going by so fast. That's a strange sound.
Yeah.
It's weird. What was that?
When should they hear in a minute the helicopter is circling?
Okay, well, we'll just continue talking about the weather, I guess. Hi, welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to see your name and city?
It's Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Welcome.
Hello.
And welcome to the call. Would you like to see your name and city?
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, this is Bonnie in Corona.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to the call.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
We're just waiting for when it'll be another moment or two. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and city?
Hi, this is Eric in New Mexico.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
How are you? Hi there, everybody.
Welcome to the call.
Yes.
Good evening. listening. Welcome to the Wednesday night question and answer call. Would you like to say your name and city?
Helen, Virginia.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Hi. Suddenly gone very quiet.
It's gone quiet.
I didn't get an
email. So it took me a while to find the number to call.
Oh no. Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to see your name and city?
Yeah, Rick in Iowa City.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
Hi, Rick.
How's it going? Hi.
Good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and city?
It's Wynn.
Oh, there we go. The helicopter's arrived.
We are.
Yay.
We're having a hard time today. You know, I couldn't send an email out. I wasn't negligent. It just was broke. The ability to send was broke. But, you know, so we didn't get all these questions in, but we have some good questions. And Terry's not ready.
Right.
Oh, here we go. Here's some questions. Okay. So we'll do it. Hang on, give me a second. Let me just... Okay. Hang on, just logging in the questions that came in. Okay. The person who asked...
Okay, I'm going to take off the entry sound.
Okay. A person asked in their question for a healing of their body, and they didn't give their city. They gave their name, their email address starts with DW. So send me an email with your city, please, okay? And... Just a moment. Okay, while we're here, I want to just tell everybody again to store some food and water. I mean, I really hope you never need it. But if you do, you'll be sorry that you didn't, okay? I mean, there's... If you're tracking...
Do you want to do the recording first?
I'll say it again when... Okay, start the recording, okay?
Okay, I'll start it.
Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 6th. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. All of you everywhere. And we were just talking. I was just talking about... how important it is right now to store some survival things, okay? I mean, nothing may happen, but I will tell you that some of you are tracking what we call the negative, okay? And there really is a negative. And the negative... from my tracking of it, would actually like to break things down. It's hard to believe, but they'd like to. They'd like to have us on our knees. They'd like us to be desperate. Who's making all that noise?
You want to mute the call?
Yeah, let me see. Mute off. Mute.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And you need to do your own research. You need it's on the internet, all the things that are going on. And there really is such a thing as a cabal. There really is such a thing as very high-power elite that controls things like the media. If you're watching television to find out what's going on, or listening to the radio, or reading newspapers, or reading magazines, you're not going to find out. It's not accurate. It's under control. And I'm absolutely sure of this, okay? This is not me being a conspiracy theory. And there really is a chance that the banking system will break down, food distribution will break down, we will have multiple false flag terrorist attacks. We may end up with Hillary as president. I don't know if you guys have been tracking the FBI, but she was under she wasn't indicted, but she was under investigation by the FBI, and the investigation had to do with her emails, and that instead of doing her government business on a secure email, she did it on her personal, private email, and potentially let out a lot of stuff that was classified into areas where people had access to it. And that's only the tip of the iceberg for her. And I know there's a lot wrong with the other guy, Donald Trump. But one thing about Trump, I mean, it's kind of a compromise no matter what choice you make, okay? I mean, I'm being political now, which I shouldn't be, but to me, Donald Trump seems the far less of the two evils. And, I mean, he puts his foot in his mouth, he does a lot of dumb things, and I don't think Hillary has the best interests of our country at heart. I'm willing to change her mind, but, you know, you got to look her up on YouTube and look at all the controversy around her and things that happened for years, not just this one thing, okay, with the her email. That is just the tip of the iceberg. And do you believe YouTube? Well, you don't have to believe YouTube. When you hear, you'll see videos where she's talking to different audiences, and sometimes she says things like, oh, I believe in gay rights, and then somewhere else where she's talking to someone else, she says things like, gay people shouldn't get married. Now, I'm not taking really the issue of whether they should or they shouldn't. I'm just talking about she totally contradicts herself. Sometimes she'll say one thing and she'll say the exact opposite, and people will put it together. So you don't have to believe it. You can hear it coming right out of her mouth. Now, to me, that's a person with no integrity and no character, and just is trying to say whatever she can to win people over. So do your own research. I'm not supposed to be a conspiracy theorist. My job is to help bring in the light and love of the higher dimensions in this realm so people can experience it, because it can make a difference. There's this idea that came out right at the beginning about this graduation. People are going to graduate this realm, or they're going to be cycle repeaters. And the qualification for graduation is keeping your heart open, slightly more than half. You don't have to be perfect, slightly more than half. And that even when somebody is really highly intended, sometimes they get really traumatized and obstructed in this realm. It happened to me. It's happened to Terry. So one of the cool things about what we do is you don't have to keep... Well, you can still keep looking around for love and someone to love you and real good relationships. You can still do that. But there's an option here that is a beautiful option, which is to experience the love, being loved by these higher group souls. And I know many people are having that experience. And they're making themselves available through the work we do. So that feeling that love can make the difference between whether you graduate or not. And I'm doing the best I can to put it out. And it does happen, particularly on our Sunday calls. So please take advantage of that. And ask questions on Wednesday. One of the most important things of asking a question on a Wednesday is not just getting the answer to your question. That's probably the least important, usually. It may be important to some of you at different times. It creates validity that we're really talking to these guys. But early on, I asked the question, when we ask a question on somebody's behalf, is there any value the person receives other than the answer to their question? And the answer, they answered it, and it kind of blew my mind. It was not exactly what I was expecting. But what they said was, somebody asks a question, particularly about something in their, maybe this is not true particularly, maybe it's on any kind of question, but I would guess if they ask a question about their personal distortions, their personal challenges, they said they have to extend themselves into the person's field in order to get the answer, okay? Obviously, they have to read you, so to speak. And that when they do that, and when they pull back, they leave a track. And in that track, it increases your opportunity of connecting with them if you look for it. Okay, so that's the reason to ask a question on a Wednesday. That is very rare thing to be offering and doing this in a public way. So please take advantage. On that note, let us go on to this call, okay? And Terry?
I'm here.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're not muted. I don't know why. Okay.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, incorporating the Christed consciousness, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We are delighted to be with you. This is Ra'an. We are a section of the Elohim and a section of the Ra group, and we come together to assist where we may. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, then it does not apply to you and disregard it at that time. Sometimes someone will ask a question, and it will be the same question as you. However, it may be a different answer. Do you have questions?
Well, let me start off with a question about what I was talking about. And, you know, I know that you don't do prophecies and you don't say things are going to happen. But in terms of probabilities, it seems like there's lots of potential for lots of breakdown in the near future. And could you reiterate from your point of view the importance, if you think so, the importance of storing some food and water at this time?
It is always a good idea to have storage of food and water that can provide a cushion for anything that may happen locally. As one listens to the news, one sees that there are areas where the countryside or the city runs into sometimes difficulty. One can learn the particular dispense of the area. Dispense is the wrong word. The disposition of the area for trouble, flooding, and take particular precautions based upon the history of the weather and the difficulties in a certain area. When one looks ahead, one can always soften or cushion anything that might come along.
Might be a good idea to have some tanks of gas as well, because sometimes if there's a worst-case scenario, you might have to leave an area. And if that was the case, particularly if you're in a big city, you can be sure that there's going to be no way to get gas. So it might be good to have, and you have to figure out how to store it safely, but 15 gallons of gas, which will get you 300 or 400 miles in most cars. Okay.
Can be difficult to store and should be stored only with great caution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Question from Michael Adler. Scientists have discovered a low whistle emanating from the Caribbean area. Could our sources comment on what this island, what this is, and what it means?
Which island is this? The Caribbean island? An island in the Caribbean? We're zeroing in on it. We see that there is an underground opening with some air being released. However, sometimes it appears to be coming from different directions or different areas. Give us a moment. We see this as a natural phenomenon, but there are other phenomena, such as the motor of the various boats, should sometimes combine with it. However, we see a natural phenomena of an area with air escaping. Thank you.
I just looked up on the internet, Caribbean whistles, and I got an article, search thing on it here, which seems to be exactly what you said. Scientists have discovered the Caribbean Sea works like a whistle. This finding will enable scientists to predict some sea level changes many months in advance and may be an important factor in regulating how the Gulf Stream varies. This research has found the Caribbean current flow is unstable, which causes it to shed eddies or swirling currents of water hundreds of kilometers in diameter. This is similar to the way in which jet of air sheds eddies when it hits the lip of a whistle. So that's the explanation here. So it's not some negative source doing something, Michael. I think that's probably what you're wondering. Okay, next question here. This is from Jim in Medford, New Jersey. My question deals with experiencing a third density incarnation. I am under the impression that depending on where it is experienced, what planet, the process of evolving spiritually can be very different. Further, I am also under the impression that we here at this time on Earth have a pretty tough situation on our hands compared to other 3D populations.
I recall Daphne
once channeling the Elohim about this. I believe it was the first time she channeled live on a call. The impression I got was that anyone who chose to incarnate here was to be commended for their service due to the difficult situation here, suggesting our circumstances are so unique. It was referred to as experimental. It is more difficult for us than others. Is it more difficult for us than other third density worlds? You know, what they said was, I remember that channeling, they said it was like all these different planetary populations ended up on Earth, and it was kind of each one had their own thing, and it was hard to get it to homogenize. A question I would ask just here is that decision to bring all these different planetary populations to Earth, was that decision made by the planetary populations individually, or was there an overarching regulatory body, like the Galactic Federation or something, that was involved in that decision?
It was the Galactic Federation, not the Galactic Confederation, but the Galactic Federation that decided to bring populations from different areas and to experiment with them. It has made a very difficult history. And one is commended for living here and sticking it out and being able to survive the abuse that many have encountered in experiments done on humans in the area millions of years ago. Atomic explosions in the area of Earth and Meldek have made it even more difficult. As the people that were involved in the atomic explosions are having a very difficult time, and as their light bodies have been damaged, and they are having a difficult time to recover. Ra has been working with a number of the population who are open to it to help them recover. Recovery is possible, and great lessons in growth are possible when one sticks it through it.
Thank you. And next question from him, from Jim, is, do we require more assistance from higher sources than other 3D populations? We probably do, but people have to ask for it. That's the Achilles heel. But go ahead.
Right. Many people just do not even know that they can ask. Although many do ask, even though they don't know who they're asking, they're hoping against hope for a better life, for something to help them out, to heal their body, to heal their soul. They are really hoping. And so these people are heard, and they do receive help. If a person simply is in an area of reacting and lashing out, they may only do more damage and may not get help and may make their own situation worse.
Thank you. How does our third density experience compare to those previously experienced by those of Ra? Ra actually mentioned that in the Carla Ruckert material, where they said their experience, that we are a much more warlike group than the population on Venus, where they said they had their last experience, and that a good portion of their experience was involved in sexual interchange in a loving way. And it's much harder here, I think, than it was there.
Yes,
I'll turn it over.
This is based upon the history and the difficult time that the individuals in the third density and earth plane have been subject to. They tend to get angry at the treatment, the warlike treatment that has been presented, and then become warlike in return.
Thank you. Jim's last question is, do they, the Ra group, ever have difficulty relating to us, dealing with the overwhelming challenge presented by the negative on this planet?
They make their offer, we make our offer, the part that is connected with Ra'an, and the Ra group makes their offer of assistance available. However, when one does not pick up the offer, then it is very difficult to impossible to help the person, because the person is lashing out or reacting rather than asking for help or being open to love and receipt of love. When one is brought up in an area where there is a lot of mistrust, it is hard to open oneself up to receive.
Thank you. John Siborowski in Las Vegas. John, I don't think you're going to get the answer here. I'll ask it, but at some point I was telling people it's not a bad idea if you have some money in the bank to put some of it in gold or silver. And in some cases, it's a better idea. You can put it on gold mine or gold silver stocks. But I am not anywhere close to being an expert on investments. I just know that if you use stocks, you leverage, if gold goes up, or precious metals goes up, you leverage your increase in money. And but that's all I'll say. It's a lot of research and investigation to make these kinds of decisions, and I don't have time. But John was worried about a financial crisis. Now, John, you should say, before the financial crisis happens, can we just say, in case there is a financial crisis? You know, when you say before the financial crisis happens, you're locking it in. This is with any prophecy. Anyone who says absolutely something's going to happen is, I would be wary of. And even if they turn out correctly, because when you say it absolutely, you become part of the prophecy coming true. You become locked into the matrix of saying this is going to happen. So in any case, John wants to get some confirmation that it's a good idea to invest in gold, silver, or bitcoins, or Ethercon, Ripple, whatever alternative currencies there are. And John, I don't think they're going to be able to tell you that. And, you know, we're not running an investment agency. There are people that are very, very sharp in this realm that do that, and they make, if you find one that can give you good advice, it's a pretty good idea. But, you know, you're thinking the Elohim can do anything, and I'm not so sure. Like, even when, and I've said this before, when I was first with Daphne, and we were having so much trouble making ends meet, and I asked them, couldn't you help me with the horse races? I think this is really important what we're doing, and we don't have enough money. And they said it wouldn't be a good idea to do that because it would send me back into patterns of previous lives. And in retrospect, I can see absolutely why it wasn't a good idea. Because if they were advising me on how to make a lot of money, then I would become very popular because everyone would want to make a lot of money. And making money is not, is the purpose has to be spiritual. And making money is on the side of that. You put the kingdom of heaven first and other things are added to you. And it's better to figure out how to make money in a way that you are providing some needed service onto the planet that people need and will pay for, because they will always need that, and you will always be able to do it. And let me turn it over to our sources and let them deal with that question. Thank you.
Thank you. There are a lot of variables that are unknown. If, for instance, one builds up a lot of gold that is very valuable and actually has it in their possession so that they know they have it, or maybe even in coins, then if something happens in the area, how useful is that gold? How easy is it to exchange for food? What are your priorities? What are your backups? There are a lot of things that to consider. If one figures out which stocks to buy, gold mining, and then gold really goes up, and then they have a lot of money in the brokerage account, how do they access it? How do they use it in their life? It takes study to see exactly what your plans would be for holding it. Would you say buy a lot of gold and have it held somewhere, and then it doesn't materialize, the source was not trustworthy and really didn't own the gold to sell in the first place? There are a lot of pitfalls, and it takes some study to see the details of how you would integrate that into your life, and if something did happen, how you would integrate that into your life as a backup.
You know, another thing is, if you suddenly have a lot of gold and you start trying to trade gold for food and everyone knows you have a lot of gold, you just might become a target for people. And John's got gold. We better go get him. Somebody said that the biggest security you can have is being part of a community, being a community where people work to solve problems together instead of everyone on their own. And knowing your neighbors and starting, if you're going to store food, to encourage your neighbors to store food. Because, again, if it really gets desperate and you're the only guy with food, now you become a target. Now you have to hoard and hide and hope no one knows you have food or gold or whatever. Do our sources want to comment on this?
And that is part of the having a plan that would integrate the community and as a community together, they are stronger than one person who may suddenly have the whole community turned against them if the community is starving and they are not. Community action provides strength and solution to problems that may arise that one cannot face alone.
Sometimes people can become accessing our calls or some other really special spiritual connection, and it can make you feel superior to other people, like they don't know and I know. And you couldn't have a worse attitude than that, because feeling superior to other people is a way to cause them to not like you. They feel that. And, you know, the more ordinary you can be, the better. I know at one time I wanted to be recognized, okay? And I had a certain amount of arrogance in that. And, you know, now that I am kind of recognized in a small way, it's like when I meet people, I don't normally, it depends, but normally I don't even want to tell them what I do. I'd rather just joke with them in the moment. So I'm just this friendly guy, or give them a warm smile. And if I tell them something, I'm not telling, I have to be very careful not to tell it from a place of any kind of condescension or superiority. But when I can say it in such a way that I can actually reach them, and I might just give them that little card that we have that gives our website, and just let fate take its course and not try to demand some kind of acknowledgement from other people. And it's the area of being ordinary and regular guy. Even if you're known, even if you've accomplished things, don't go around telling people everything you've accomplished or everything you know, or the world's falling apart, or that they need you. Be ordinary, and that will make people love you and trust you. And when people start trusting you, that's when you can tell them more stuff, okay? Now, here's a message. Let me see. It's from Steffi. And she's just making a comment, but I'll read her comment, because if any of you have not subscribed to Message Day, and I believe in today's email there was a link to it. And that's something I don't talk about a lot. The reason I don't talk about it is because it needs to be edited. And I have to take this time to edit it. It has some bad links in it. But in general, it's effective. But, you know, when I start talking about something, I don't like it to have defects. But I would suggest if you haven't subscribed to it, you do so. Because it's a series of 150 emails where I just was telling my story and putting all these excerpts of it from the Elohim group and the Ra group. And the energy in that is really extraordinary. People would be reading them, and people look forward to it. They get the right message on the right time. And it's like it helps to solidify the connection with these higher sources. So Steffi says, I just wanted to tell you that I truly appreciate message a day and that I don't find it brutally intense because I get it. Yes, the first reading of the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce and the creator gods blew my mind, but I have never had time to let it all sink in and put the pieces together. The result is I don't focus on the negative, but on the positive. I have a new discernment with recognizing those souls who are mired in the illusion. Some respond to the positive energy I put out, and it's delightful to see them awaken. The ones that don't, I have learned to let go of with love. We are all walking a life path, and if I am meant to be a catalyst for a loving change in that person, it will happen. Due to my work hours, I have not been able to attend the conference calls in a long time. I will tell you that when I read or hear about positive changes happening around the planet, I think of your calls and of Ra and the Elohim, and I smile. And I know that I am not alone. Thank you again for reaching out to me at the Conscious Life Expo years ago. Your fellow wanderer, Steffi. What a beautiful email to receive. Thank you, Steffi. It's kind of like just in line with what we're talking about on this call. So it fits.
The source is one. We are making a community.
Yes. Okay. Okay, we just got a bunch of questions in here. Rebecca in Cottonwood is asking, I wondered if I have healing abilities I could be using more without letting any misperceptions interfere. I do use prayer, and that's her question.
Thank you. You are more powerful than you realize, and when you do put out a healing prayer, it does make a difference. If there isn't a response, remember that it is an impetus. However, it needs to have the openness of the person that you are reading for to be able to open to the healing. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, a note from myself is I don't think you have to make a big brouhaha about healing. And you can just put people in your prayers and let it go and be detached from results. And I think when you are detached from results, you have the best results or the most effective results. It's kind of like when you're attached, it's kind of like when you say, well, Look, I just healed you. Oh, my God, you're better. Sometimes the healing takes long periods of time. It starts out and you're helping a person way below the level of their consciousness. And I can tell when the energy comes back. With a little practice, you can tell. And it's kind of like you can do it as part of your daily routine. And instead of thinking of it as healing ability, think of it as just that everything you think about, you send love to, and you're going to help it get better. That's my comment. Let me read. Edna, thank you for being, you know, when I don't answer your question on the call, and you can feel free to ask it again and again and again, unless I tell you, it's not a good question. I won't ask it. And this
I
is
have
one,
a comment. concerning Rebecca. When she mentions healing ability, it is not her that is doing the healing. The person that is in the spotlight that she is reading for is the person that is doing the healing. And so to remember not to hold on to the healing, to let it go, let it fly, let it work, let the forces of the universe, let the forces of the person combine and heal.
Thank you. So much of this stuff happens below the level of your conscious awareness. And you can put the intent out. And, you know, sometimes I found people get mad at me, but I still have an interconnection with them. So I keep holding the energy on the inner levels and send love. And I don't take it personally that they get mad at me. And then sometimes a couple of weeks later, a month later, a couple of months later, it switches around. So, you know, when you're detached, you can do all of that, and you're detached from results, and you're just being kind of like a light tower that shines light, and it doesn't say, I'm going to shine on this ship, and I'm not going to shine on that ship. You can just run all the ships, and they all get the light, and or the sun. The sun doesn't decide who it's going to shine on. So just radiate that energy. But yes, you will find people that you can have a better connection with, and then focus on that. You can do a meditation and just love that person. And let yourself learn over time. It's like, is it working? And don't try to jump to conclusions. It's not a technique that you can be trained. And the consistency of it will help you love yourself more and feel more worthy. Okay, Edna.
We have one other comment. There is a training that one can get that makes one better. For instance, to let the healing go to the person. Don't try and hang on to it. Don't try to force it. Things like that, to get out of the way, let the universe come in. Those are little training techniques that can help a person get better.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. Edna, I have these orbs at my house that I see through my security cameras. I know that they are friendly souls, and they understand when I talk to them. My question is, why are they at my house? Thank you.
They are connected with the area, and they like your energy. People do not generally realize they are intelligent. They are able to connect with you in some manner which pleases them and makes them feel more connected.
Thank you.
Many of them come from the area in which you are.